Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you're listening to Oh No Radio on CJSF at 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's episode of Oh No Radio, we are doing a special holiday-themed episode. A lot of bands and record labels in the Lower Mainland and beyond get into the holiday spirit by giving back. So a lot of the music that I'm going to be playing today is by bands who put out holiday-themed music to act as fundraisers for different charities in town and beyond. And one of the bands that has done this is The Plodes. They are a Victoria, BC-based band featuring Reed Blakely on songwriting, lead vocals and guitar, Jackson McDonald on bass, Evan Matteson on drums, engineering and mixing. And this single also features Ashley Scott providing guitar and sleigh bells on their version of Do You Hear What I Hear? And I don't think there's any better way to describe the split side single than to have Reed himself do it. So here he is. He sent us along in a voice memo outlining the music.
Hi, this is Reed from The Plodes, and Mr. Chaos asked that I explain the Superpowered Palestinian Baby single for the folks out there in the People's Republic of Radioland. I wrote the song several years ago, just as kind of a silly thing, silly in the sense that it's a very exaggerated and ridiculous description of Jesus. Half of it is made of allusions to stuff in the Bible, most of which I had to look up because I'm not a religious person, and half of it is just made-up nonsense. It was inspired by a few different things. When I was a little kid, I heard a comedy bit on the radio where Jesus was described as a baby with superpowers being born in a barn, which I remembered for so long just because it was so irreverent and it's a very South Park kind of thing to say, but this was on like the CBC. And then I once heard Bill Maher, who for the record I don't normally like, calling Mary, mother of Jesus, a Palestinian woman, which makes sense because Bethlehem is in fact in modern day Palestine still. And the final puzzle piece is, are the songs Jesus Was Way Cool by King Missile and another one by Brad Neely about George Washington, where the first president is described as this like absurdly superhuman being. And so those two things are where this kind of breathless, excited, naive description of Jesus in the lyrics come from. It's supposed to sound like someone who only just heard of Jesus through the cultural grapevine and is so excited that he's just half making stuff up and thinking of him as this like Superman, Spider-Man, Hercules, Paul Bunyan kind of figure. It's not meant to be a statement on the Israel-Palestine conflict, but it was put out with the knowledge that some people might bristle at the description of Jesus as Palestinian. And I wasn't sure that more than 30 people in the world would ever hear it anyway. And I don't remember if this was on purpose, but the sort of goofy-looking cartoon baby on the cover art does bear a bit of a resemblance to Handala, which is a cartoon symbol of Palestinian children waiting for a better tomorrow, created by the cartoonist Naji Al Ali. And at the moment, I actually have a plastic Handala sort of design glued to the front of one of my guitars. And for the record, I am an advocate for the end of the Israeli occupation and for the liberation of Palestine and an end to this whole conflict. And what has been done to the people of Palestine since October 7th of last year is just totally inexcusable. And I'll go on the record calling it a genocide and a series of war crimes. So last year, I decided I'd re-release the song digitally with a new bonus track as a fundraiser for the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund. Again, not with the expectation that anyone would pay money for it. I'm not under the impression that I'm some kind of rock star, but I wanted to do something, and I figured it should involve this song I have that has the word Palestinian in the title, and I decided that I would also record a version of the song Do You Hear What I Hear, which came out in the 1960s and is kind of a veiled reference to the Cuban Missile Crisis. It's a plea for a senseless conflict to end, and so that's an obvious choice for another Christmas song to put out for this. I changed the lyrics a bit to put a bit of a finer point on it being a song about speaking truth to power, or at least that's how I interpret it. And on this one, I did most of the instruments, except that's my wife, Ash, on the sleigh bells and on the kind of droning, thrashy guitar in the outro. She was just learning guitar at the time, and I want her to be in on this, so I asked her to just jam on an A7 chord for 2 minutes. But anyway, in perpetuity, every cent someone pays for this single, and then some, will go to the Palestinian Children's Relief Fund, as long as that organization exists. And if anyone listening is going to be in Victoria on December 13th, the Friday, the Plode's last show as a Victoria-based band is happening at the Phoenix with our friends Corduroy Aspect and OKGB. And we'll be collecting donations for another charity, Medical Aid for Palestinians, and also Trans Lifeline, because that is another group of folks that needs our support right now and who I want to wish a merrier Christmas. So thanks for listening, and Eid Milad Majid.
Peace, people everywhere, but don't just make it a prayer. There's so much we can do to help birds right where we live, like planting native species and keeping cats indoors. But for species like the tufted puffin, which lives on remote cliffsides and islands away from people, what can an ordinary person do to help? University of Puget Sound Professor Peter Hodum, who studies seabird conservation, says that if you can't do something about a problem, find someone who can.
Writing letters, writing to decision makers and politicians about things like the fate of the tufted puffin, about what's going on with forage fish and forage fish conservation, what's going on with the conservation of eelgrass beds and our kelp forests. It may not seem like that's moving the needle, but having talked with decision makers, they don't get that many letters or emails that are not just form emails. And so they take note of those things. Although it's maybe not as satisfying as planting native plants in your garden, that is real.
BirdNote is on a mission to inspire a million people to take action to help birds over the next 3 years. To learn what you can do, visit birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.
Hey folks, Joey Cass here, and you're listening to a special holiday edition of Oh No Radio on CJSF 90.1 on the FM dial, broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. On today's holiday episode, we are doing a whole bunch of local music for you. Everyone's getting into the holiday spirit. The last two tracks were by The Plodes from their split-side single, Superpowered Palestinian Baby, and Do You Hear What I Hear? Now up next, I'm going to be playing one of my all-time Christmas favorite albums, and this is Email Me, A Holiday Spirit by S. Lord F. Mann, Vancouver electronic legend. I cannot say their full name on radio, for it is full of profanity, but their five-track album is a Christmas miracle unto itself. And we're going to be playing it all for you in its entirety, with my goal of once again trying to get it onto the Canadian music charts. I'm going to be starting things off with It Is Christmas Time. I Caught Santa Listening to Papa Roach. looks like it's about to be a Cyber Christmas, Mountain Dew Christmas, and finally, Old Man Winter is a Bastard.
It's Christmas time. There's snow all over my ass. Some Raisin Bran in the pantry. It's that time of year where your dad is drunk and he gets out all his Supertramp albums. It's that time of year where your mom gets in the car and goes to buy some new slippers. What a good time of year to roast a big orange on the fireplace. What a good year to sing about Big Elf riding a reindeer into a cloud of snow. Guitar solo. Nice. It's that time of year where Santa gets the perm, so he looks real good when he's driving the motor sled. Krimbus 2013. My dad's vacuuming, that's what that noise is in the background. Every Christmas Eve night, I leave my Zune on a plate for Santa, so he can get his Christmas fix. I put all my best tunes on it. Everything but rap and country. And then when I wake up in the middle of the night, I creep into my kitchen, and what do I see? I caught Santa listening to Papa Roach. He was rocking out and having a ball. I caught Santa listening to my MP3 of Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire. I hope I'm not on the naughty list because I got it off LimeWire. This morning I jump out of bed and I just can't wait to see what kind of CDs are under their Christmas tree. I got my dad tickets to see Rush. I got my mom a Neil Diamond yoga pant. All I got was a $2 gift certificate to HMV. Oh well. I caught Santa listening to Rage Against the Machine. He was air guitaring all over my house. I caught Santa listening to Bjork live in Reykjavik 1999. I just can't wait to see what he chooses next year.
It's time to get cyberpunk. What kind of presents are you going to find under the modem this year? Maybe a nice password for your mom's Netflix account. I hope my dad makes the cyber short bread. I love when the whole family huddles around my laptop and clears my browser cache. Remember to be good, because if you aren't, Cyber Santa might bring you only 1 megabyte hard drive. Cyber Christmas 2016, never log off.
morning. I wake up in Bill Gates' tender embrace. I turn on my Xbox video game system. The month of winter already. Old man winter is a bastard. He thinks I'm afraid to wear cargo shorts. I will best him in a game of wits. I'm wearing my shirt with no sleeves and it's -3 out. I'm standing with my ass out in the cold December air. Tonight, me and Old Man Winter will fight till the death. Old Man Winter has me in the sleeper hold. His arms are bigger than the sun. As I fall unconscious, I think of my wife and kids. Old Man Winter is a bastard.
Hey folks, Joey Chaos here, and you're listening to a special Christmas holiday edition of Oh No Radio here on CJSF at 90.1 on that FM dial. We're broadcasting to you over the stolen and unceded territories of Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Peoples. And the last five tracks we just listened to were the entirety of S. Lord F. Man's, that's not the full name, that's the name we can say on the radio, full-length Christmas Miracle, Email Me a Holiday Spirit with the songs It Is Christmas Time, I Caught Santa Listening to Papa Roach, Looks Like It's About to Be a Cyber Christmas, Mountain Dew Christmas, and finally, Old Man Winter is a Bastard. That one came out 7 years ago now, and they just don't make them like they used to. Up next, I'm going to be doing another EP in its entirety. I'm going to be doing this twice, actually. On today's show, we're going to be doing the 2022 and 2023 versions of the Kingfisher Blues Christmas single. Now, Kingfisher Blues is a local record label, and all of the proceeds from these Christmas releases go to the 1-800-SUICIDE helpline and to the Crisis Center BC. So it's a really great cause that it's all going for. They haven't released the 2024 Christmas single yet, but that's going to be coming soon. But on December 15th, this Sunday, they're having the 17th annual Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party. And this one is a full lineup. It has performances by Melt, Spank Williams, Kylie V, Cam Blake, Laloon, Flat Earth, Cherry Pick, Tall Mary, Buddy, Tim the Mute, Grade School, Textile Video Archive, Luke Beach, Bone and Kidden PJs, Computer, Patrick Ferrugia, and David Ivan Neal. Again, that's happening on December 15th at the Rickshaw Theater, and all of the money is going to be going again to the 1-800-SUICIDE Crisis Center BC. So yeah, as I said, we're going to be playing all of the 2022 and 2023 Kingfisher Blues Christmas singles, and so we're going to be kicking it off with ACPDF's version of Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Following that is Luke Beach Bone with Another Rainy Christmas. After that is Nonarchy with Pavlov's Christmas, and the last one on the 2022 single is Tractor Beam with I'll Buy You an Angel.